This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk. Call accepted.
Hello, Professor. I know we need water to survive, but why? What do our bodies want with all this water?
That's a great question. Water is absolutely vital to our survival. You can go without food for a number of weeks, but only a few days without a drink. And that's because we humans are made of so much of the stuff. 60 to 70% of our weight is water. It's in every cell of the body. Isn't that right, Nanobot?
It certainly is, Professor. Blood is over 90% water. The brain, heart and muscles are 75% water. Skin is 65% water. And even bones, which we think are very dry, well, they're 30% water.
And the younger you are, the higher those percentages are. Let's see some of the work water does. Water in the body's cells help to carry nutrients around and to also remove waste products. And because the waste ends up, well, you know where, we constantly need to replace the water in our bodies. Did you know we lose water when we breathe out? The misty water vapour you see in the air on chilly days is tiny drops of the stuff. Another important job water does in our bodies is to help keep us at a comfortable and healthy temperature. If our bodies get too hot, our brains instruct our bodies to start to sweat. These water droplets on our skin take the heat away as they evaporate, which helps us to cool down. That's why you might get thirsty when it's particularly hot. You're losing all that water in your body through your skin. If it's super hot and you're using lots of energy, you could lose as much as a litre every hour. That's why it's important to drink regularly. Right. Got any other facts for us, Nanobot?
Of course. I'm a positive well of watery wonderment. Some species of turtles and toads have special bladders which can hold water for many months, even years. This way, if the animal becomes short of water supplies, it can absorb water back from these special pockets.
Amazing, but we're not turtles or toads and we can't store water for that long. Because of the way our bodies work, we need to drink water frequently for us to stay in good health. And here are two terms we're going to be using a lot on the help desk.
Well hydrated and dehydrated.
When we have enough to drink, we are said to be well hydrated. And when we don't have enough, we're dehydrated. Hydration just means the amount of water in something. You might have heard grown-ups using those words. We'll find out more about them next time. Thanks for calling.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk, with support from the Children's Health Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/halex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.